Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Monday, the 24th of February, 2020. It's the 55th day of the year, 311 days until the end of the year, 24 days until spring begins, 8 days until Super Tuesday, and 253 days until presidential elections. The sun rises this morning at 6:48. The sun sets at 5:59. We have 11 hours and 11 minutes of daylight to play in today. Solar noon at 12:23. The first high tide was at 12:29. The next high tide at 11:41 this morning. The next low tide at 5:40 this morning, just now. And the final low tide at the Golden Gate at 6:03 tonight. The moon is currently 0.9% visible. Now a waxing crescent moon will have a quarter moon in 7 days on the 2nd of March. Today is National Tortilla Chip Day, National Trading Card Day, Shrove Monday, Twin Peaks Day, World Bartender Day. It's also Dragobete in Romania, Engineers Day in Iran, Flag Day in Mexico, Independence Day in Estonia, and National Artist Day in Thailand. On this day in Black history, in 1811, saw the birth of Bishop Daniel A. Payne, one of the most important people to bring order, as it says here, to the African Methodist Episcopal Church. 1862, District of Columbia abolishes slavery. In 1864, Rebecca Lee Crumpler receives her M.D. She's the first Black woman to receive an M.D. degree. She also published a book about medicine in 1883. 1963, Selma, Alabama demonstration ends with 700 arrested, including Martin Luther King. Kwame Nkrumah is ousted in a military coup in 1966 from Ghana while he's away on a peace trip to Vietnam. And 1999, Lauryn Hill wins 5 Grammys for her album called The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org. Your local public radio and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today. In many of the elementary schools, the cheesy ravioli, the all-beef hot dog, the chicken teriyaki with rice, the turkey and cheese deli combo sandwich, and the baby carrots. Middle and high schoolers can also have the chicken tenders and roll, the cheesy garlic bread with marinara sauce, the yogurt parfait, and the cucumber and celery cup with ranch, as well as more baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. More BBC News later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. BBC News later this hour, later today at 2 o'clock. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Church officials here in the Bay Area have placed a priest on leave, and they've opened an investigation into possible sexual misconduct. The Catholic Diocese of Oakland are responding to a complaint from 2002 by a parishioner who says a priest had groped her. The man accused has apparently been moved out of 2 parishes since July after 5 women complained. That story from the San Francisco Chronicle. State Senator Nancy Skinner, Democrat of Berkeley, has introduced a bill last week that would allow Bay Area jurisdictions to use vacant single-family homes as affordable housing and give them the authority to fine corporations that keep homes vacant for long stretches of time. Called Senate Bill 1079. It would give tenants of a foreclosed property the exclusive opportunity to buy the house for a reduced price within the 90 days of foreclosure. Skinner credited Moms for Housing for bringing the issue of vacant homes to light after 4 members of the group occupied a vacant investor house in West Oakland in November. Over the weekend, a Palo Alto couple who went missing for 8 days while hiking in West Marin County have been found alive and relatively well. Carol Kaparski and Ian Irwin, both in their 70s, were rescued Saturday by search and rescue teams from all over the Bay Area. They had not brought food nor cell phones on what they thought was going to be a short hike. The couple were found trapped in thick vegetation, difficult to navigate. They suffered a little hypothermia, having slept in light clothing and overnight temperatures in the 30s. They survived by drinking water from a puddle. Their families, the rescuers, the locals were all ecstatic that they're all well. Cross Currents Morning Report is coming up later this hour. More news at 4:04 this afternoon. Full half hour of Cross Currents later today at 5. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance.